Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matthet, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jannai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maath, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Josek, the son of Joda, the son of Joanan, the son of Risa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of Ur, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthet, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meleah, the son of Menna, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salah, the son of Nathan, the son of Amminadab, the son of Admin, the son of Arni, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Lucas Woodford from Zion Lutheran Church in Mayer, Minnesota.
Luke's version of the baptism of Jesus is expressed in one single, tight sentence. Curiously, however, it's then followed by a long genealogy that traces the legal ancestry of Jesus through Joseph, all the way back to Abraham, Noah, and then to Adam. Now, it can be said that Jesus' baptism is his Pentecost. Though, of course, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are eternally three in one, here the Father and the Spirit are one with the incarnate Son as he begins his earthly ministry. Now, this has profound implications for us. Jesus here now takes humanity's place to receive the wrath of God against sin. From this moment, Jesus stands in solidarity with sinful humanity. That includes you and me, in case you're wondering. In other words, he stands for us under the wrath of God, which, of course, will culminate in his crucifixion for the sins of the world. Therefore, I think we can go so far as to say that one cannot fully understand the Gospels, or even the Christian Gospel, without first understanding the baptism of Jesus. This is no small occurrence. In fact, outside his crucifixion and resurrection, this is likely the most important event in Jesus' ministry. But what do we do with this curiously placed genealogy that comes right after Jesus' baptism in Luke's account? After all, let's be honest, reading a genealogy after traveling through the extraordinary nature of Jesus' baptism is like crashing into a brick wall and then burning in the flames of obscurity and mispronounced names. But you see, I think Luke places this genealogy here on purpose in order to brilliantly emphasize and then contrast the Father's baptismal statement of Jesus as his beloved Son with whom he is well pleased. Now, let me explain. When Jesus is baptized, both his divinity and his humanity are affirmed. His humanity is affirmed as he is set alongside of sinners, alongside the likes of you and me, miserable sinners who falter and fail, who weep and who wail under the curse and consequence of sin. As his humanity is here affirmed, likewise, his divinity is affirmed when God the Father says, "This is my beloved Son." So here's the point. The genealogy brings an exclamation point to God's plan of salvation. It demonstrates that God himself has entered into human history, with a family history no less, and therein makes humanity's family tree to become God's family tree. The long list of names are real people, like you and me, and they come with various paths and problems. Just consider your own family tree, and undoubtedly, checkered paths become quite evident. And perhaps you're the one with the checkered past, or you're living a checkered life right now. This genealogy of Jesus is filled with such people. Many in the list we don't know, but others we do. Like David, who covets and lusts after a woman not his wife, commits adultery with her, gets her pregnant, and then has her husband killed in the front lines of war to cover up his scandal. Or Abraham, who doubts God's promise, pretends his wife is his sister to save his own skin, lets Pharaoh take her as his wife, and then, after receiving her back again, doubts God's promise of a son, and so has sex with his maidservant in an attempt to produce an heir of his own. Yes, checkered paths run in all of us and all our family trees. But you see, that's why the baptism of Jesus is so significant. Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is anointed with the Holy Spirit and acknowledged by the Father in his baptism. Both in his humanity and divinity, Jesus is graced with the Spirit and declared to be God's Son, which, dear listener, opens the way for all fallen human beings, you and me included. It opens the way for us to be united to Jesus through the sacrament of holy baptism. In fact, and listen carefully here, Christian baptism, like Christ's own baptism, is Trinitarian. Baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are united to Christ. You are given the Holy Spirit, and your sins are forgiven. This is the good news. This is happy news. For it means that the Heavenly Father says to you and every person with a checkered past, present, or future, he says to you in holy baptism, "You are my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased." I'm Pastor Lucas Woodford, inviting you to live in that good news today and every day.
We thank Pastor Lucas Woodford from Zion Lutheran Church in Mayer, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.